Mindful stretching on the floor. Mindful stretching is an opportunity to enter more deeply into the life of your body, to experience the mind and the body as one. As with all mindfulness practices, this practice is about paying attention moment to moment to the thoughts, the body sensations, the action urges, and emotions to increase your overall awareness. The movement is done while being mindful with awareness of breath, while being gentle with yourself, following along the best that you can. This specific practice is to be done on the floor, either with a mat or a blanket. Listening to your body and connecting with your own wisdom, you can also practice mindful stretching on a bed that has a firm mattress. Becoming aware of the body as deeply as you can without striving. It is about doing the movements in a mindful manner to help you connect more closely to better understand your body. Not forcing into any movement, actually relaxing into each movement while being aware of your breath. Only engaging in movements that you feel comfortable with and using your inner wisdom to know when to release out of a posture, listening to your body and allowing it to guide you, giving yourself permission to adapt the movements, overriding any instruction from this guidance. You can also sit and imagine yourself engaging in these postures, feeling them in stillness is as a valuable practice in and of itself. During the process of mindful movement, you will develop a deeper sensitivity to your body in discovering your edges and knowing the importance to not go past your limits. In your practice, you will notice that your edges will shift from day to day and moment to moment. The best results of mindful movement is not to be trying to achieve anything. Trying to not strive or even relax, only paying total attention to how your body feels in each moment, noticing any sensations or attending to any sensations such as tingling, pulling, pins and needles, tension, warmth, or anything else that comes into your awareness. Perhaps asking yourself, what am I feeling? What is its nature? Where is it? And is my mind reacting? If a movement becomes too difficult for you, I invite you to assume a comfortable posture and visualize yourself doing the movement. Let this practice be pleasing and remember to continue to breathe throughout. To start in a lying down posture or what is known as the corpse pose, closing your eyes or keeping them open, whatever is most comfortable for you. Lying on your back, arms and legs drop open with your arms at your sides and the palms facing upward. Allowing your whole body to become soft and heavy, letting it rest against the floor, trusting the floor to hold you up. As the body relaxes, feeling the whole body breathing, sensing the movements of the body rising and falling with each breath, or connecting with the expanding and contracting as the breath comes in and as it releases. As we begin this practice, please take a moment to set your attention, to be aware of your experience in a non-judgmental manner, with patience and having an air of curiosity. To be with whatever arises moment to moment. Now stretching your arms above your head with your thumbs leading up into the air, making an arc-like formation, noticing the pulling of gravity and releasing as you set your arms above your head. Stretching from the tips of your toes to your fingertips, feeling the stretch all the way through the body, sensing any sensations in the muscles, taking time to point and flex your feet, and noticing the different muscles engaging in each movement. Noticing your lower back and your buttocks and the sensations that may be present for you in that region as you stretch from the tips of your toes to your fingertips. Now relaxing. Shifting your focus now and attending to the right side of the body, stretching it from your fingertips to the bottoms of your feet, while relaxing the left side of the body. Now relax the right side and notice any thoughts or emotions that have come into your awareness. Now attending to the left side of the body, stretching it from the toes to the bottom or to the tops of your fingertips, while relaxing the right side of the body. Noticing what is coming up into your awareness at this moment. Release the left side from stretching and bringing the arms back slowly through the arc. Again, noticing how the gravity pulls or releases through this movement. With your arms now down at your sides, resting your hands and fingers against the floor, becoming aware of any residual sensation as a result of this movement. What do you feel in your body right now? The next movement is a pelvic tilt, lying on your back and bringing your knees up. Your knees are bent and your feet are flat on the floor, hip-width apart, feeling the soles of your feet in contact with the ground, placing the heels directly under your knees and resting your arms on the floor at your sides with your palms facing up. Inhaling as you press out the crown of your head to keep your neck long. Exhaling as you gently tilt the pelvis and bring your lower back into the floor. Noticing as your pelvis tilts and your tailbone curls up or in. Your hips remain on the floor as you do this gentle and slight movement, being aware of sensations in the lower back and abdominal area. Do you notice any pulling, tingling, or the pressure of the back on the floor? Repeat this movement a few more times, bringing a sense of curiosity to your experience. Next, we will do a reclining twist, remaining on your back with your knees bent and the soles of your feet on the floor. Now moving your arms out from your body, still in contact with the floor at a 90 degrees angle, making a T formation with your body. Take a few moments to sense how the body feels in this moment. Now allowing your knees to flow over to the right side. In this motion, sensing the gravity pull, allowing your knees to move towards the floor and even touch the floor. Noticing if your left shoulder wants to lift off the mat, and if it has, that is okay. Noticing any tension in the body and what happens as that tension releases, relaxing into this pose. Settling with ease and releasing into the floor, trying to let go, resting quietly here, breathing comfortably and drawing your awareness in, noticing any thoughts or emotions and seeing them as clouds coming into your awareness, passing through and leaving. Now engaging your abdominal area and bring your feet back up, so that your feet are flat on the floor and your knees are bent. Allowing the flowing of the knees to move towards the left side, twisting to the opposite direction, releasing and flowing into the posture, being with the inner experience, with your body sensation, and noticing any tension in the body. We are not trying to get rid of anything, just being with what is here, perhaps noticing any thoughts that have arisen about the practice. Breathing comfortably in a reclining twist. Now releasing your feet back to the mat and lying on your back, pausing for a moment, being curious about the here and now, what is going on in your body. Next, we will bring our knees to our chest while inhaling, bringing both knees up into your chest area, wrapping your arms around the knees, holding on to opposite elbows or forearms or wrists or fingers, and noticing what is happening in the body as you bring yourself into a ball. Holding for a few moments, noticing the effect on your breath. Next, drawing your forehead towards the knees, attending to any sensations at the shoulders or at the back of the neck, feeling the feet, the legs, and hips, and noticing the breath as your belly pushes on the thighs. If it feels comfortable and within your limits, you can rock side to side, noticing any sensations in the back or in the hips, attending to how the gravity pulls and releases as you move from side to side. Now releasing the arms and legs back to the floor and lying flat on your back. Next, bringing the right knee up to your chest, wrapping your arms and clasping your hands together, pulling your knee into the chest area, relaxing into this movement. On your next exhale, pulling in a little tighter, expanding your whole awareness to the body, investigating how the back, your core, arms, hips, and legs all engage in this movement. Lastly, bringing into awareness any facial expressions that may assist or hinder this movement, such as clenching your jaw or having a hint of a smile on your face. Releasing the right leg and allowing it to extend while simultaneously engaging the left leg up and bringing it to your chest area. Again, pulling the knee into your chest and monitoring your edges, holding and breathing into this posture. Disengaging and place the left leg alongside the right and notice any sensations in the body at this moment. If you find that your mind has wandered, acknowledge and with self-compassion, gently and firmly bring your focus back to this moment and connect with your breath. Next, we will do the half plow pose with your legs stretched out firmly, arms at your side with your palms turned down. Inhaling and pressing the palms down and flex the right foot and raise the leg slowly as high as possible without bending the knee. Keeping the other leg flat on the floor while the core is engaged, holding the leg straight up until you complete your inhalation. Upon your exhale, bring the leg down slowly, noticing the various sensations in the legs. Repeat the process with the other leg now. Now, with both legs on the floor, we're going to raise them together with your knees, ankles, and big toes together while inhaling and pressing both palms down, bringing both legs up slowly to a 30-degree angle from the floor, noticing a possible sense of striving, gently bringing yourself back to your awareness of the body and the breath. It is not about how high the legs go. What is important is that you are simply exploring the sensations in the body, looking for what arises in the mind as you engage in these various movements, allowing your legs to come down and resting for a moment. Now, slowly moving onto all fours, mindfully, even in between sets of movements, the best we can, we do so with awareness, coming into what is called the tabletop pose, positioning yourself on your hands and knees on all fours, the knees about hip-width apart and the feet directly behind the knees. Place the palms on the ground in front, aligned forward directly below the shoulders, now looking downwards towards the palms, allowing the spine to flatten, hence the tabletop name. Stretching out the spine, flattening, while extending your buttocks behind you and pushing the top of your head forward. Notice what is happening in the body in this motion. With curiosity, explore sensations in the body. From the tabletop pose, moving into what is called the cat-cow pose. Inhaling while reaching the tailbone up towards the ceiling, arching the spine, allowing the belly to drop down. Spread the fingers wide apart and press the palms into the floor. Lifting up and out from your chest bone area. Drop your shoulders down from your ears and tilting the head up towards the ceiling. Looking up, again knowing your edges and not straining, and breathing comfortably. From here, moving back to the tabletop pose to now arching your spine inwards, caving your shoulders in. Noticing the breath with the change in posture, moving from the cat to the cow pose. Observing the inhalation and the exhalation, shifting from one pose to another and back. Going at your own pace and as best you can, being in the moment with a sense of alertness and gentleness. Finally, settling into the tabletop pose, we're going to move into a balancing posture. On all fours, shoulders over the wrists and hips over the knees, reaching one arm forward and the opposite leg back. Noticing that there's a lot of balancing going on in this posture, noticing any wobbling, which is fine, noticing any thoughts that are arising. Our balance is different from day to day and moment to moment. Reaching forward through your fingertips and back from your foot and toes, pointing your toes in the direction to the back wall, keeping your gaze about a foot ahead of you and creating length in the back of your neck, drawing your navel towards the spine, engaging the core area. This will help protect the lower back and also maintain balance. Noticing any thoughts or judgments about how you are doing. These will arise and that is okay. The mind does this. Noticing the process and letting the thoughts and emotions go. Now bringing your arm and leg back down and resting with awareness in this motion. Repeating on the other side now. While holding your balance, remembering to breathe, exploring with curiosity what is arising in the body and noticing any wobbling, as that is okay and quite natural. Listening to your internal wisdom about when to come out of the balancing pose. Now moving onto your back, we are going to do some side leg raises. From your back, turn onto your left side and place the elbow of the right arm on the ground with your left palm supporting your head. Place the palm of the right hand on the ground for balance while lifting the right leg towards the sky and flexing the foot. Keep the left leg extended on the ground and engaged and continue normal breathing. As you hold this pose, noticing any sensations in the body, what you might feel in the leg in the air or the leg pressing into the floor. Noticing any thoughts that may arise about how high the leg goes. Again, it is not important about how high the leg raises. Merely exploring the edge of the movement for you today. Lowering the leg. Lying flat on your back and repeating this movement on the other side. noticing any sensations anywhere in the body coming into your awareness, maybe in the shoulders, the hips, or the lower back. Again, listening to your internal wisdom for the appropriate time to come out of the balance. Next is what is called the locust pose, one of my more favorite poses as it holds many challenges. Mindfully moving so that you are flat on your abdominal area, on your belly and chest, with your face downwards, keeping your arms stretched at your side with your palms faced up. Pausing for a moment and noticing what is internally occurring for you in this moment. Raising your head a little and place your chin on the floor, keeping your knees stiff, your arms and legs rigid. Inhaling slowly and deeply, putting mild pressure on the tops of your hands, raising both legs, squeezing them toward one another. Slowly and as high as you can from the navel without raising your head or bending your knees. How high they go is not important. Noticing any sensations in the legs or buttocks, noticing any thoughts arising as well. Exhaling, putting mild pressure on the tops of your hands and lowering the legs slowly to the floor without bending the knees. Again, pausing and turning into your body. How does it feel now? Where's the most prominent sensations? Is there warmth in the body? Can you sense your heart beating? Repeating this movement two more times. Inhaling with your legs going up and exhaling with your legs going down. And one last time. Coming to our last few movements, we are now going to shift into what is called the happy baby pose, moving to laying flat on your back, bringing your knees into your chest, and grab the outer edges of your feet, keeping your feet flexed, stacking your ankles over your knees and letting your knees fall to either side of the torso, gently pulling down the feet, knees and thighs towards the ground. Rolling your lower back and tailbone towards the ground and chucking your chin in slightly, ironing out your spine. Rolling around like a happy baby, or as some individuals report, more like a dead bug. Just noticing what is there for you in terms of body sensations as you roll around in this posture. If you haven't already, just coming back to the lying posture, letting your legs relax. Pausing for a moment and tuning into any sensations in the body or thoughts arising about the practice. We will be ending in the corpse pose, lying on your back and extending your legs, making sure that you are warm and comfortable, grabbing a blanket and placing it over yourself. The intention is coming into a very warm and comfortable position, coming home. Closing your eyes, if this is okay, breathing naturally, allowing the whole body to become soft and heavy, allowing the body to sink into the floor and trusting its support, feeling the whole body again, observing the body falling and rising with each breath. Completely letting go on each out-breath. remembering what it means to you to give yourself this time to nourish yourself and to take care of yourself and to improve your health. Resting for a few moments until you hear the bells.